Hello, I'm Rick Myers, and I'm part of the Cancer Smart Initiative, an exciting opportunity to help tackle cancer in the West Yorkshire and Harrogate area. We believe more cancers can be diagnosed and potentially life saved in our community if we help each other to be aware of the unusual, unexplained, or persistent body changes. If we're better informed about lifestyle choices to reduce our risk, and if we attend screening when offered. Today I'm talking to Mariam Jandad, who tells us how she was diagnosed with breast cancer during the recent pandemic and how she struggled to break the news to her family because of the stigma around cancer in the South Asian community. Hello, Mariam.
Hi, Rick.
Would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Mariam. I work as a fitness instructor and health coach. And I'm also, currently, I'm also a cancer digital champion for Yorkshire cancer community, and also work with Cancer Smart. And I was diagnosed with breast cancer in the lockdown in October 2020. And that's when my life kind of like changed, turned upside down, really.
Yeah, quite dramatic, isn't it? The first diagnosis can be quite dramatic and quite frightening.
Absolutely. It was a massive shock because with my background in health and fitness and looking after myself and being really eager with everything that I'm doing and being conscious of the fact that, you know, you do that kind of thing, you do those kind of things so you're not, you know, you don't end up with a health condition, or, you know, you're being healthy all throughout your life and prolonging your life really through doing being active and healthy eating. So, yeah, initially it was a massive shock that how has this happened? Why me?
Yeah. How did you discover it? How did you discover you got cancer?
Yeah, it was just a lump that I discovered on my breast. So just by checking, really. With my job, with being a health advisor as well, I've worked with people with cancer background. And, you know, obviously it's one of those things that you advise people as well, you know, just check. So just through normal routine checking that I came across a lump. I did hesitate and contacted my GP straight away.
Yeah. And did your GP direct you to the services you needed straight away without question? And
absolutely. Well, fantastic. To be honest, because it was lockdown, things were very different. It wasn't the same procedure as before. I couldn't book to see my GP or go in and get myself examined. So the procedures were totally different. I did actually ring the reception for my GP surgery. It was a call back from my GP, which I got quite quick actually, because she was concerned about it, and she said, right, I'm going to book you in to see a GP in person. So when I did actually go to the surgery, and it was an evening appointment, the GP was fully dressed in you know, like, because of COVID, so in protective gear. So yeah, she did examine me and referred me straight away. But the referral process was more or less the same as it would normally be as well. And it was very swift. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Very, very fast track.
Yeah.
How easy was it for you to open up about this to your family, particularly with being of South Asian heritage?
Yeah, it was difficult, especially because it was breast cancer. It is quite a taboo subject as well. So not even like within the females as well, not a lot of female from my recollection, not a lot of females actually discuss it or talk about it as well. And it is quite a taboo subject as well. So yeah, initially it was very difficult. Initially, just absorbing the information that I've got breast cancer was one, but then it was 100 things were going through my mind at the time. That how do I tell my husband, because he wasn't allowed in the appointment with me, and secondly was how do I tell my family, because it's okay telling my mum and my sister, but then the extended family are going to know, my brothers, etc., and the male, the males in the family as well. So yeah, initially it was very difficult. So I didn't initially tell my family straight away. I had to take in the information myself, speak to the husband about it. And then when I had my second appointment for the actual plan of my from my diagnosis, what the plan was going to be for my treatment, that's when I decided to approached my sister and my mum, and I spoke to them initially, and then they told the rest of the family, really.
Why did you decide that you were happy to publicise your...
Because of that reason, to be honest, yeah. Because of that reason, because being with the background from being South, being a South Asian female, that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to raise awareness. Even with my job, I promote health, fitness, having a good lifestyle, being healthy. So part of that as well, because I do have a voice within the community as well. And because of my job and what I do within the community, I did want to raise awareness for breast cancer, especially with the females that I work with as well. And to be honest, I did get really good feedback from a lot of females saying, you know, good on you that you've come forward and spoken about it. And we've actually checked ourselves. So from that, it gave me even more ammunition to be able to speak a little bit more about it as well. So that's really initially the reason why I wanted to do it, because when I got diagnosed with it, I was thinking, right, who do I know that I can speak to or approach who's been through the same sort of thing or who's been through this journey? And I couldn't really think of anybody that actually talked about it. But yet I did know of some people within the community or even within family who did have breast cancer, but they didn't talk about it or anything like that. So I was thrown in sort of like at the deep end thinking, I don't know how my treatment's going to be. I don't know what to expect, even though I had all the professional people, but I wanted to know if anybody personally had been through it, and I didn't get that. And that's why I thought, if I've got a voice within the community, if I get that platform to be able to speak to people or just raise awareness, I want to do it.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. And thank you very much for all the efforts you're making. How did your cancer journey go? Was it a long, hard road, or?
Yeah, with everybody's journey, it's a surprise of not knowing, really. It's the not knowing what to expect in the cancer journey, really. I think that's what took me by surprise, and that's what I was quite shocked by as well. And it made me understand other people's cancer journey a lot more, even though I've worked with people with cancer before, or even know people who have gone through cancer. It's true what they say. You don't really realise what a person goes through till you go through it yourself. But fortunately for myself, it did go quite smoothly. I did get all my appointments, even though it was COVID. There was no cancellations. I obviously did go through, the side effects. They weren't as severe as I expected them to be. To be honest, I was prepared to go through the worst, in a way. I was expecting the worst, but I didn't. But yeah, it was long, and I'm glad it's over. But I had fantastic support. I think that's what helped more than anything along the way. It was the nurses, the other services. For example, Jill from the Cancer Smart. When I met her, the information out there and all the information that I got from Macmillan and everything, really, that it supported me in being able to get through my journey as well. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things which the Yorkshire cancer community has. It's run by, or mostly run by, people who've been on the journey. Yeah. So you're getting knowledge and empathy from people who've been on the same journey as you're going on.
Absolutely. It's the first-hand knowledge from the people that have been through it, which helps a lot, because you can relate then, can't you? You're going through something, and you can ask them as well, that, you know, this is what I've had my treatment, what should I really expect? And people that haven't been through it can't really give you those answers as well. So it's good that you've got that kind of support as well out there. And it was finding that support as well. Even in the lockdown, there's lots of resources online as well, which I found fantastic.
Yeah. And what particularly helped you in your journey? And what support particularly helped you?
Like I said, I think it was the online support that I had, but also knowing about other people that have gone through the same journey as well. And I got in touch with a befriender who went through the same journey. That particularly helped me quite a lot. Support from the family helped me a lot. Even though we weren't allowed to see each other, we did have, it was the telephone calls, support of that, support from the husband, just being there to be able to, inform me of what to expect, inform me of what, how to go about it, really, and just Just being there, really, to be honest. My friends ringing up as well, asking me if they could do anything or if I needed anything, things like that. But yeah, definitely going back to it, definitely the support I had online on the resources out there as well, and being able to ring up and getting a befriender to talk to me as well.
Yeah, yeah. Finally, have you any final message for our listeners that if they're facing the same thing?
Take on the support that you've got as well, and just be aware of the people around you as well, because it's a shock to them as well. But take on the support that is offered as well. Don't shut it out. You can cope with it. It is manageable, and you'll pull through it. This time next year, you'll be thinking completely different.
And do you think that as a result of your journey, your family and your community are becoming more open about cancer now?
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. There's a lot more out there now because of, for example, if we have got some community events going on, we are raising awareness through those events as well. So people are approaching it, and especially like now that quite a few people know about my journey. I actually did have somebody approach me recently saying that she had she went for a mammogram, and then from that she had another appointment and she was worried about it. And she did actually approach me to ask me what should I expect. So that was a fantastic to share. So yes, it definitely does help in being able to talk about it and raise awareness, because people will be able to approach you then. And I've given that, just approach me if there is anything I can support you with. But within the community, people are talking about it a lot more. I've seen that happening.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for your taking part in our podcast.
You're welcome.
As cancer sufferers, and I'm one, it's reassuring to get messages from people who've gone down the same journey. It helped me a lot in my journey.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for, to try and make people's journeys much more equitable.
Absolutely. It's just going through quickly to finish. You're going back to your last question as well. It's when I'm doing things, or if I am going to do, I've got back into my running as well, which had to be paused for a short time. But when I got back into it, if I can help in any way, and again, raise awareness for any of the cancers, I like to do it for charity as well. So if I'm doing a race, it's supporting some charity as well. So yeah, it's definitely upped the awareness of that as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rick.
That brings us to the end of another You Can Survive podcast with our guests, Speaker Marion. If you'd like to know more about a specific cancer, go to www.nhs.uk/conditions, where you can find detailed information. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and we hope you will join us again to hear another patient story. This podcast is brought to you by the West Yorkshire and Harrogate Cancer Alliance and patient-led charity, Yorkshire Cancer Community. To find out more about Cancer Smart Initiative, please go to www.yorkshirecancercommunity.co.uk/cancersmart.